Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second, the center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bob Schroeder. Batting second, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Luplow. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. McCovey moves to third. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Luplow, who is chasing the ball. Peterson reaches third base with a triple. McCovey scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bresut out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielsen hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gabrielson. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Burda pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda strikes out. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Bill Henry now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. McCovey moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielsen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Cleon Jones pinch hits for John Stevenson. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Cleon Jones now playing right field. Al Luplow now playing left field. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresut fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 4 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.